This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Weekend is not appropriate. This is Independence Day weekend. I'm Doug Steffen with Kara Schillen. I was about to...
Sounds like you were about to drop some bad words there.
Yeah, I was... we could be watching... What's that name of that TV show? Shit City or something?
Oh, Schitt's Creek.
Schitt's Creek. Yeah, right, exactly. I don't know. Man, they're lucky to be able to get away with that.
What a way to start our hour.
In this early era. So the 4th of July, the true meaning of Independence Day, and some things that you know. So Kara Schillen, that controls in our studio in Washington, when I say Independence Day, when I use the phrase the 4th of July, what does that mean to you? How did you, what are your first memories of the celebration of the independence of our country? What did you, when, well, maybe the better question is, what do you first remember about the 4th of July, and then what were you taught about Independence Day, and how has that influenced what you do during this holiday weekend, now, at this stage in your life?
Well, my first memories, I'm sure, probably include, you know, more of the fireworks and, you know, going to the pool for a cookout or something, just because at that point, your first memories, it's so, there's so much to see as a kid that it's kind of before you learn anything about it because you're not in school yet. I don't really remember getting lessons from my parents necessarily about what Independence Day was about before I got to school. But, you know, just learning about kind of the military and then learning about the signing of the Declaration of Independence and all the wars with, you know, the British leading up to it. I guess those are kind of my biggest memories. But what I do now, and I guess maybe it's a shame, but I don't really do much besides cookouts and going to see fireworks. I don't know.
Because it doesn't mean anything, or because,
not because it
it's passé, or because what else do you do?
Well, that's the thing is, you know, I guess you could, I don't know how else you celebrate it now, just because that's kind of what everyone does, and that's
parades,
kind of, yeah, you can go to parades. I guess you could maybe donate money to different charities that support your, you know, the armed services and stuff like that, but...
Yeah, that's not, this
but,
is not
but,
an armed service.
Yeah, that's
service,
not,
so we over,
that's
we're
kind of what it
point.
Becomes because everyone's like, America, 4th yeah. of July, but that's not really what this holiday is about. I would say that's more Memorial Day and Veterans Day, so I'm not really sure, you know, it's more about the historical aspect of it, I guess, but I'm not sure how you celebrate that.
All right, so here's what I'm going to do. Suggest to you and everybody else who's listening right now, you go to the website, thefab56.com. All right, I know that's you. That's your call to action. Now that generation, thefab56.com. There, you will learn a number of things. Not that this has to be the educational classroom of the year, but I do think some of these things are fascinating as to how we decide to do what we do when we decide to do it. Because in the first place, the true circumstantial situation that we are celebrating as Independence Day really didn't happen on July 4th, 1776. It happened on July 2nd. The members of the Continental Congress voted to become independent from the Brits. And then, over the course of the next 2 days, the signing of that separate document, which we know as the Declaration of Independence, we were the bad guys as far as the Brits were concerned at that time. Look at what's happened. Look at how life has changed since then. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, and among those are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And have we held to the eloquence of the Declaration of Independence with that sentence, all men are created equal? Do you believe in your heart of hearts, Kara, that all men are created equal?
Yeah, and women too.
Okay. And that's one of the interesting things. When you look at the fab56.com and you see all of these fat old white guys sitting around the table, it reminds you of a meeting on Wall Street without the long white hair. And maybe the outfit's not quite the same. But, yeah, women were not brought in. Most of these fellows were slave owners. And so for them to say that we are all created equal is an interesting exercise in hypocrisy. Yet it sounds like, we're reinventing the wheel or it's new history. No, it's not. But what really was the important part of all of this is that these men were brave because they decided and they thought they could get the support, and they did, to become free of, not so much free, but free of the British. Freedom at that time meant they would be free of the tyranny of the Queen or the King. Free of the tyranny of the crown was how it was put. If we do not hang together, we shall surely hang separately, Thomas Paine said after he signed. And then there were a lot of other things that were said, or at least recorded. Would you put your country before your children? You don't have any children, Kara, but that's a good question to ask those who are listening. This is all exercise for those of you who are listening to think through what it is that the independence that was declared by these people, and it was documented through the Declaration, what were we getting ourselves into? They didn't know. It wasn't just a document that said, okay, we're done with you guys. No. The British, the last thing on their mind was to say, okay, you've got a nice group of people there. Have a nice life. It wasn't quite like that. So it took a certain amount of balsam, shall we say, to get this all done. But I think if you asked your father, Kara, or your mother, would you have signed this? Because for some, it's certainly the anguish that it created, knew that we would go to war with the British. In fact, Abraham Clark, who was a member, he was a signer of the Declaration, not only had all of his property destroyed by the British, they captured his son, held him on a prison ship. They offered to release him if Clark would renounce America. He refused. And so that's how, and it was basically Clark who came up with the idea that all coins in our country have the word liberty on them. So if you look at your coins, you'll see that there is liberty. And this effect by these men changed the course of the world. It did. I mean, think about it. If there was no America, if the Brits still ran Canada and America and how much, who knows? Yeah, you speculate and it becomes a silly speculation. But under the circumstances, it's really, it's quite an amazing reality when you think it through, how these people did what they did and were as organized as they were and as smart as they were about some things. So when you went to that website, Kara, the fab56.com, there was nothing in there about a barbecue, right?
No, but, you know, I'm actually looking for the website, and I'm not finding. Is it spelled 56 out, or is it
yes,
the number?
Yes, no, it's the number 56.
The fab56.com.
Yeah. In it, you probably will see, or there may be a there shouldn't be a regeneration since
Yeah, I'm not getting a website. I trust that it's there, but it's not coming up as anything for me, so...
There's probably another way. If you just Google Independence Day, you'll find all of the same material. And we could go on for hours and hours with this, because it is one of those things that is it's so fabulously exciting. I don't know, as a teacher of English political science, I used to teach my students, you're going to love this, Kara, I used to teach them how to write, or want them to learn how to write. I don't think you teach anybody, you just give them examples or make sure that as they try, having read other things, the best way to create good writing is to read good writing from other people. And if you then, you know, you put your own thoughts into it, but you understand phrasing, you understand thought, you understand subject predicate, how to modify things, that all comes from reading other good literature. That's why in that's what makes me wonder, this is an aside, makes me wonder what's going to happen in the future in our schools, because nobody's learning how to really write. I shouldn't say nobody, but the average person is not learning how to write. They're giving over to the tablets and to the, you know, gizmos that are around. And that's not really a way for us to further our cause, I think, in terms of keeping America on top of the heap. But the idea is I would take historical things and have the kids in the 7th and 8th grade write essays on what they thought. For example, on the, well, it wouldn't be happening because we wouldn't be in school on Independence Day, but on Veterans Day, write me a paragraph on the story of someone in your family who served, or on Christmas, you know, that sort of thing. And then you get people's minds working, and you get them to focus and understand how all of these things. It's really, today I think a lot of exercises in futility help people from putting meaning to their writing. But then again, talking about writing, if you go back to the Declaration of Independence and see what fabulous writing there is there. The use of the King's English, which bothered a lot of them. They come up with their own language. 19 past the hour as the celebration of Independence Day continues here.
Here's the scoop on garden soil. Sometimes it needs a little help from the Home Depot, where bags of Miracle-Gro garden soil are a special buy, 4 for just $10. It improves existing soil with nutrients plants need for stronger roots, so they'll hit the ground running, starting with much better ground. Miracle-Gro garden soil, 4 bags, $10. Now at the number one retailer for Scott's Miracle-Gro, the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through July 5th while supplies last. Contiguous U.S. only. Limit 80 per customer.
Staples knows that when the leave behinds for your sales call get left behind at your office, it's time. When you need to print 30 pages and you're 300 miles from the office, it's time. And when the intern packed the Harrington file, not the Farrington file.
Ugh, my bad.
It's definitely time. And it's times like these when you can count on Staples. Access your files from email, the cloud, or USB, and then print, copy, fax, or scan them, and get back to business fast. Visit your nearby Staples. It's pro time.
Just announced, during the Ford Summer Sales Event, get 0% financing for 72 months, plus an additional $1,000 on top of your trade-in. It's summer's hottest deal on vehicles like Ford Focus, Fusion, Escape, and Edge. Offer ends July 5th. Take on summer right with Ford, America's best-selling brand, and save big across a full lineup of Ford vehicles. Get 0% financing for 72 months, plus $1,000 on top of your trade-in. Hurry in to the summer sales event, going on now only at your Ford dealer. Best-selling based on 2016 sales. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 72 months at $1,389 per month for $1,000 finance, regardless of down payment. Trade Assist Cash requires trade-in of 95 or newer vehicle, or lease terminated 30 days prior to or 90 days after delivery. Not available on Focus RS. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for complete details. Take new delivery from dealer stock by July 5th, 2017.
A toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job? Are you protected?
Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Independence Day tune. Independence Weekend is upon us. 23, almost 24 at the hour. In this portion of the program, there's always some musical reference to things going on because our musical heritage is as strong as it is. Such fascinating, wonderful fabrications of one's mind. You look at a note on a piece of paper and what comes out of your mouth, there, an instrument, isn't it? It's really fabulous. And one of the best examples of that this week, this month, this year, at the present time, is what comes from Adele's mouth. But because she has a problem, she's canceled the rest of a segment of a tour in Facebook and Instagram from Saturday this past weekend. Adele apologizing to her fans for needing to bow out of the final shows at the Wembley Stadium. Her doctor said, don't do it. She wrote, quote, I don't even know how to say this. The last two nights at Wembley have been the biggest and best shows of my life. Noting fan response has blown me away, quote unquote. She's been touring for 15 months. Her album 25 has been so successful, 20 million copies around the world. The final two shows would have been the 122nd, 123rd of her tour. She said, quote, I've done 121 shows. I have two left. I left two, and there are two gigantic shows. Who canceled the show at Wembley? To not complete this milestone in my career is something I'm struggling to get my head around. I wish I wasn't having to write this. But singing her heart out has resulted in paying the price. She has struggled vocally both nights, she wrote. I went to see my throat doctor because my voice didn't open up at all today. Turns out I have damaged my vocal cords. And I can imagine, she sings with such strength.
Well, yeah, and a few years ago, she actually had to have surgery for vocal nodes. So this is something she's already struggled with.
Yeah.
And she's the kind of person, you know, I've heard she gets super-duper nervous before concerts and to the point where she's crying. And so she's already, I imagine, incredibly stressed out because of that. I wonder, and she's hinted before that she might not tour again after this.
Yeah. She says touring isn't something she's good at.
Yeah, so to miss, I mean, I think people understand and there's not really anything that she can do. But for people who have to miss the last two dates and she might not tour again, that's pretty tough for Adele fans. And I know you would love to see her in concert sometime.
not going to pay $1,400 for a seat, but
yeah,
I would have gone
you.
To England to maybe see something that's cool.
You know, has she ever put out, a lot of artists put out, not documentaries, but, you know, through HBO or different streaming sites, they'll put out, like, a live concert video. Has she ever done that? I think she should do that, because especially if she's not going to tour, I think that would be great to watch.
It would be. Yep. All right, so there's one good Brit. And follow that story with a story about another good Brit, Annie Lennox. This is one of the silliest, funniest things that has come along for a long time. She shared a rather hilarious message from a radio station. The employee at the station asked Annie Lennox to submit her music for consideration to be played on the radio. This lady was the lead singer of the Eurythmics, Hello. She's won 8 Brit Awards, 4 Grammys. She shared a picture of the correspondence on Facebook, writing all excited, "I think I'm in with a chance." The radio station's in L.A. It's blacked out. But we can figure out who the station is probably pretty easily. But the message continues. I asked because this guy says, I really like what I heard. And she said that this person looks for artists who have potential. Get them in
the
rotation of stations. My God, how stupid.
She asked them to please send them an MP3 so they could listen, and if they liked it enough, they would give her airplay for free. Oh, my God.
Right. 28 past the hour.
Other people can't have your experiences. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Sometimes when we are hurt by someone, we try really hard to incite other people to be equally as angry with that person. The problem with this approach, though, is that we cannot get others to have our same experiences. We can get others to empathize with us, however. And hey, isn't that our goal anyway? So, if your goal is to have others empathize with your struggles, then it's wise to know there's a more effective way to make this happen than trying to provoke others to share your same upsetting experiences. What you can do is learn to accurately express yourself. In other words, instead of needing others to be equally as angry, you can focus on trying to be clear about what hurt you and how you'd like someone to validate what you're experiencing. To learn how to express yourself accurately, visit drchristianconti.com.
Nothing grows like weeds, except maybe weeds. And nothing kills them quite like Roundup Weed and Grass Killer from the Home Depot. Right now, the 1 gallon ready-to-use size is a special buy at just $8.97. Roundup kills fast. At the root, you can see results in just 3 hours. They may grow like weeds, but you can stop them even faster. Roundup Weed and Grass Killer, 1 gallon ready-to-use, now just $8.97, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through July 5th.
Lots of things take 15 minutes, like sitting through a halftime show or running a very slow mile. Well, Buffalo Wild Wings wants to add one more to the list, the B-Dubs Fast Break Lunch. Order from this menu and you'll get your lunch in 15 minutes or it's free. So put in your order, count all the tiles on our ceiling, and voila, 15 minutes and your food has arrived. Or it's on us. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Valid for tables of 6 or last Monday through Friday, 11 a.m.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
And membership is only $9.95.
Yep. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Lifetime Grace 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
After the hour, the independence of the United States of America is our focus, and it's appropriate. American history, the history of our country, the great Americans who put us where we are. The question comes on from those who, as we live in times that I would not have anticipated as a youngster, when I first learned about American history, I was proud, I was happy, I thought this was cool. And then you pick up some of the nuance of what American history has been about, not necessarily at the time of our independence, but then you think about how long it took women to get to be prominent in America. Didn't get the vote until 1929, and there were a lot of people who wanted to start businesses. I remember when I was in high school, I think it was a business course that it took. There was a story about a woman who started a mail order business in 1951 at her kitchen table. Lillian Vernon. You know the story of Lillian Vernon? Have you ever heard of Lillian Vernon before? Kara Schillen is here with me. I'm Doug Steffen, by the way.
Ever hear of Lillian Vernon?
I don't think I know the Lillian Vernon story.
Yeah, she's along with other women who have started companies like this. I suppose maybe Laura Ashley fits, but she's an English lady. Anyway, the point is that there are a lot of people who were left out and feel like they were left out of the original product. And the original product was, hello, what the history of our country is all about. A lot of people who celebrate this weekend, celebrate this holiday, do so with mixed feelings. There are a lot of minorities who don't like the fireworks, don't like the parades. And you can say, ah, well, they're just spoilers. No, I think that they have a point of view, and I think that it's of value. A lot of blacks, Latinos, immigrants, they have advocates, and they are advocates for themselves. And they look at the election, which seems to have divided our country. They look at the shootings of black men. They look at the stepped-up detentions of immigrants. They see the deportation of some as questioning the equality and promise of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What, in my estimation, they forget, or what they conveniently overlook, is that even though we made the point this was a group of white guys who got together, most of them were slave owners, but they're still, even in the framing, in the words, whether it was the intention or not, who knows? A lot of people spend a lot of time trying to write in or figure out what intentions these people had. It's the interpretation of the Supreme Court now that gets to the bottom line of a lot of these things and does usually shake them out so that there is there's some of the promise. I don't think it's all there. I don't think it ever was, frankly. It's a great idea, and certainly time had come for us, for our forefathers, to get to the bottom of figuring out whether you were free or you weren't free, and we were going to be free of British influence. Nobody said we were. You see, that's the whole thing. People think of freedom as being free. Okay, that's not a bad thing, but it isn't that the intention of the of these men, the Constitution was to free us from British tyranny. That's from which we declared our independence. There's a filmmaker named Chris Phillips who went to Ferguson, Missouri. He says he's going to family barbecue like he does every year on Independence Day, but he says that he can't help feel perplexed about honoring the birth of our nation after three officers were recently cleared in police shootings. And that's been a big to-do in our country with appropriate concern. I'm concerned, and I'm betting that most of you listening right now are concerned. The scrutiny, the protests, the white versus black. Somebody said something to me a couple of weeks ago, and it really stuck with me. Few officers ever face charges. Convictions are rare. The public doesn't want to convict police officers of doing stuff like this, even though they look like they're guilty as hell, some of them. This Geronimo Inez from St. Paul, the video showing him basically murdering Philando Castile, the black man. And he was just stopped for some kind of traffic violation. I don't know whether the light was out or some other thing. So he ends up dead. This fellow, Phillips, is releasing a documentary called Ferguson 365, which focuses on the shooting there and the aftermath. So I say to those who are not having, who are lacking in hope, it's up to you and me and all of us to put the business aside of it being a white man's holiday or a black man's holiday. And the other side of it is there are plenty of opportunities. I don't mean this to sound like a wise guy, but if you don't like it here, then it's, you know, a lot of people are coming here still, illegally and legally. So there's something that we offer that's brighter than whatever other. The sun, maybe I can put it this way. The sun shines here more than it does elsewhere. But we have plenty of darkness as well. But think about, if it's dark here, it's light somewhere else, and vice versa. The whole idea of the gloom and the darkness that comes from those who say, ah, this is a sucky place, then those people had a chance to make it better. You have a chance to make it better, too. And you make it better for yourself. If you don't like it here, then go somewhere where you have better opportunity. That's it. And people say, well, no, I should stay and fight. Well, some battles you can win and some battles you can't. And so I tend to think that a lot of the stuff, you wonder about the human experiment and what it really is all about and why we are here going through what we go through. I find weekends, I had the most wonderful dinner last night on the porch of a lovely, it was one of the most peaceful times I've spent in the last, I don't know, 3 or 4 years maybe. Just sitting there, eating and talking, looking at the clouds, looking at the sunset, no mosquitoes. That made Independence Day, as far as I'm concerned. What makes it for you? Duke Fakir, who is the lead singer of the Four Tops, celebrating Independence Day here next.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America, working with happiness expert Sean Acor. Leading into the busy summer travel season, Bank of America, in partnership with Condé Nast Traveler, created the Joy Index to explore the connection between happiness and travel. Happiness expert Sean Acor.
Science shows that traveling makes us happy. Different cultures, new adventures, and relaxation. I found that these things in my research drastically improve our happiness and energy. We explored the unique factors that make a trip memorable to create the Joy Index, a list of 10 most joyous destinations. And based on all this work, we curated specific must-dos for each destination that are all eligible purchases for redemption on the Bank AmeriCard Travel Rewards credit card points to offset their costs. With the Bank AmeriCard Travel Rewards credit card, you can earn 1.5 points per dollar spent anywhere, anytime, making your next memorable experience closer than you think.
For more information, visit cntraveler.com/joyindex.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
The continuation, or the focus, if you will, on the celebration of our country's anniversary, 4th of July weekend, there are always great celebrations, and one of them is the celebration at our nation's capital, Capitol 4th. One of the performing groups this year, the Four Tops, are going to be singing on a Capitol 4th. Duke Fakir is here from the Four Tops. I will tell you, this conversation is about you and our nation, but I will just throw in my own little anecdotal connection. I've seen you probably four times over the years. I was a jock during the era when you saw the height of your fame and fortune. I'm not as old as Cousin Brucey, but I've been around a long time. I saw you most recently.
Who is old as Cousin Brucey? I want to know who is old as Cousin Brucey.
Yeah, you have to figure that out. Yeah. He is a great guy. Yeah, he's a wonderful guy. He still has so much enthusiasm for the music. The Four Tops, the last time I saw you was down in Connecticut, and it was with the Temptations. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that you explained to the crowd is that most of the original members of the group are gone. So what does that do for you and the performers? How many times you've sung these songs? You must love them. But every once in a while, how do you keep up your enthusiasm for that music? As long as, I mean, you've been doing this for, heavens, what, 50 years you've been part of this?
Over 50 years, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, first of all, you have to know, I love what I do, and all the Four Tops loved what they did. And as far as doing the same songs with the classic hits time and time again, I'm an entertainer, and we were brought up as entertainers. And as long as the people enjoy listening to what we do loving those classic songs, I can do them every night, because every night it feels different from according to where you are.
Yeah.
They make you feel the song. They help you, you know, remember how great those songs were, and of course to some people still are, and of course to me still are. So to me, it's a, every night is a brand new experience, according to the venue. And I just love what I do. And fortunate enough, I have a group that I love being with. You know, we have one of the sons of the original Tops, which is Lawrence Payton Jr. His dad was Lawrence Payton Sr.
Yeah.
Then we have a very close member of the Tops, Roddy McNair, who was a Motown singer, but he was like Rinaldo Obie's baby brother. They were together as friends for 30 years, so we've been knowing him since he was a youngster. And he, when he came into the group, he already knew all our songs and what we had to do. So there was two that's just like family that's in the group. And then there's myself. And then, of course, now we have a guy that sounds quite a bit like Levi, which makes it easy. So it's like Memorex. You're very close to the real Four Tops. So you have the energy. You know, we still have a very good sound. Of course, there's nothing like the originals. You know, it's bittersweet. There's no doubt about it. It's bitter because they're not there, but it's sweet because I think this is about as close to Real Tops as we can get, and I'm happy to be able to, still at my age, to help keep that legacy going. And I intend to do it for as long as I can.
Well, I would hope that that would be the case. I would hope people always ask me, how long do I stay on the radio? I stay on as long as I'm relevant. Four Tops are relevant. Four Tops have that music, have that sound, have that Americana. And I guess what I want to know, though, because you and I have never spoken before, what was it like the first time Duke and the other three original members went on stage for the first time?
Well, for the very first time, that's when even we knew that we would do this, we would want to do this forever. I had a scholarship to go to college at that time, and it was in the springtime, and I was waiting till September to go to college because I just graduated in January. But the moment we sang together professionally on stage, which is in Flint, Michigan, 60 miles from Detroit, I knew, and we all knew at that time, we'd come off the stage so excited, and we all say, oh, man. Oh, this is great. I want to keep doing this. I want to do this forever. And we all said that. And that's exactly what we made that commitment. And we did it. To be honored, you know, to represent entertainment on the biggest day of the country, the day this country was born, you know, celebrating that. I mean, it's such a great honor because I'm a real patriot, you know, and I love this country. And I love being patriotic and to be able to enjoy it with other peers. And to celebrate it with America, this is honorable. This is better than being invited, or this is as good as getting a Grammy or something that's similar to that.
Yeah.
You know, this is very prestigious and heartfelt honor.
Well, it's an honor to have you here, an honor to have a chat with you. I wish we could go on. We could probably have a conversation that lasts an hour and a half. The Four Tops with Duke Fakir will perform on the Capitol 4th. Thanks very much for being here.
Nothing grows like weeds, except maybe weeds. And nothing kills them quite like Roundup Weed and Grass Killer from the Home Depot. Right now, the one-gallon ready-to-use size is a special buy at just $8.97. Roundup kills fast. At the root, you can see results in just 3 hours. They may grow like weeds, but you can stop them even faster. Roundup Weed and Grass Killer, 1 gallon ready-to-use, now just $8.97, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through July 5th.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right
wait to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
If food became scarce, would you be able to feed yourself and your family? Have you found some emergency food supplies can cost upwards of $300 for a month's supply? And worst of all, they're packed with chemicals and other unpronounceable ingredients. At NorthwestFork.com, our mission is to provide you with food that's not only healthy and natural, but also affordable. At NorthwestFork.com, for only $127, you can order meals that are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, packaged in Mylar bags with oxygen absorbers for superior shelf life. For a limited time only, your order ships free. But that's not all. Enter promo code PREP10 to receive 10% off your entire order. Call 800-700-2184 today. NorthwestFork.com keeps prices low by buying directly from suppliers in the Pacific Northwest, then passing the savings to you. Go to NorthwestFork.com or call 800-700-2184 for the most cost-effective and healthy food storage solution. That's NorthwestFork.com at 800-700-2184.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Did you know and do you care? It's time for an overview of technological advancements. Tech Talk time at 53 past the hour. Victoria will be back in this stead tomorrow to handle the control. Oh, we won't call her Victoria Keelan anymore, Kara. It'll be Victoria Pellegrino. Right?
No, it won't.
I know she's not going to change
it. Still have her same last name. And I don't know if she'll appreciate being called Victoria Pellegrino, but you can
find out because that'll be the first thing I say to her tomorrow. How's Mrs. Pellegrino doing today?
Why don't we call Lewis Mr. Keelan?
Listen, there are all kinds of questions along that line that have developed over the years. Why do women take men's name? And more women don't because they don't want to, and I don't think they have to. My daughter didn't change her name. I wouldn't, if I were ever married again, expect a woman to take my name. I don't think this is an independent time to be talking about this because it's independent weekend. The reality is that in some people's minds, when you take another person's name, it sort of exemplifies or demonstrates ownership. That's how some look at it. That man owns me. And of course, that doesn't go over well. There are all kinds of ways of, in understanding her. I see that along with why the government has to be involved in you being married to somebody is way beyond me. That's one of the reasons that I wouldn't, you might be married. I remember on my farm, we were digressing here a bit, but, about 14 years ago, there was a wedding that was conducted on my farm and it joined two people who had lived together for a long time. In matrimony, they never filled out a form because they weren't of that. They're sort of a counterculture blend. It was Edgar and his wife Georgette. They ran my farm for almost 15 years, and so they were together when they came here, and they wanted to get married. So I officiated. That's how. They married each other, if you will, in the eyes of themselves, their family, and their friends, and didn't care about the nuances of having some government piece of paper that says, according to the government, you are now married. The government has nothing to do with it. It just, I suppose some people say it protects you in the event that the other party breaks the law, but you have those protections anyway. Anyway, why am I getting off on this? The 4th of July and tech gadgets. What's for sale? Most of the stores will be open tomorrow. It's not like Christmas. Some stores will be closed, but for the most part, it's a big day for some. Black Friday sales, Cyber Monday sales, that sort of thing. But if you're a gadget buyer, maybe you're a subscriber to music publications, there's some pretty good 4th of July sales happening you might want to know about. HP is having a store-wide sale with the savings up to 50%. Use the coupon SALUTE17 for $10 off a $60 purchase on select products at HP. Wouldn't you be able to do this online, too, or you have to go to a store, Jennifer?
I imagine most of this stuff you'll be able to do online. I can't imagine having a lot of tech sales that you would have to go in-store for. This seems counterintuitive.
Google Play on Androids offering major deals on movies, music, games. You can rent a movie for 99 cents. Many of the new releases on TV are 50% off. Google Play is also offering a 50% discount on certain subscriptions like New York Times. I started to watch House of Cards this season. That's really...
Is it good? I've heard not as great reviews for the other seasons, but I've never watched it.
The writing is good. The stories are good. It's really... Yeah, it's worth...
Totally unrelated, but also related to Kevin Spacey. I saw the movie Baby Driver over the weekend, which he is in. And I think it's a little bit gory, but I think that you would like it. And he is fantastic in that movie.
Yeah, he's very good, no matter what he gets into. Yeah. Another music sale this weekend worth tuning into. New subscribers can get 4 months of Amazon Music Unlimited for 99 cents. It's $7.99 a month after that. Sale ends on the 11th. If you buy two Amazon, Echo shows, you can, thank you, allergies. You can save $100 using a code SHOW2PACK, the number SHOW2PACK. Let's see here. Got to wait till September for a lot of these other deals.
Yeah, of course, Apple. Well, not that they have to do anything for 4th of July, but Apple very much does not do sales at the same time as anyone else.
No.
They do their own thing in September.
They got their own thing. Did you know the average person's left hand does 56% of the typing on a computer?
You know that? Really? More than 50%?
Huh. 56% on the left
very
hand.
Very interesting.
There you go. Full of all kinds of interesting ideas. This is the DJV Experience 59.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Is that Ellen painting her garage?
Yesterday she was trimming her hedges.
What's her secret?
I heard she was eating this new superberry called the Aronia berry.
Aronia? What?
Aronia berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where can we get them?
Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait. I've got lots of projects I need to get done.
Yes, you do.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.